This week's parsha talks about Korach and getting into a big argument with Moshe. So I thought maybe we'll talk about a specific argument. Rav Zilberstein has a pretty interesting shaila. He said that there was once a case of these five chutznikim. What's a chutznikim? Chutznikim is five people who are from Chutzlars. They're living in Eretz Yisrael for the year or two, and they're in yeshiva. And what happened was as follows. They had five, it was very, very late at night, and they couldn't get a cab. They didn't say where in the tshuva, where they're going from in Eretz Yisrael, but they couldn't get a cab. They finally got a cab driver, but he said he only had room for four. But they had five guys there, so what'd they do? They said, listen, one of the chevers, it's a yankel here, whatever it is, he's very small. When the driver's not looking, we'll put him in the suitcase, we'll put him in the trunk, and when we take out our bags, we'll take him out with us. It was very late at night, and this is what we did. They said okay, no problem. They told the driver they were nice guys, and they would put the suitcases in themselves, very, very big gentlemen, and they snuck in their little yankel in the suitcase in the trunk, and they were talking throughout the car. You know, they thought that the taxi driver didn't understand English. They were saying how amazing what their plot was, but they didn't realize that the taxi driver knew the language they were saying. And finally, when they got to their spot, when they got to their destination, they gave the taxi driver 300 shkalim, and the taxi driver, the nahag, said, I'm only gonna let you take your luggage out if the fifth guy has to pay me for his services too. He came, I drove him as well, and now he has to pay. So and then there's an immediate knock from the suitcase saying, Ana totzi osi mikan, take me out of here. Ubez Hashem esa shelas chacham minogei lechovas hatashem avor nesia uchosh yiru li arav esa. We're going to ask a question. It must be the taxi driver was a Baal Yerushalayim. I'll ask a halachic shayla. And whenever the Rav tells me to do, I'll do. So they come down to Rav Zilberstein and say, what should they do? Is the driver right that this fifth guy has to pay, or is it not? It's not that it's not a big deal. He was in the suitcase anyways, and it is totally fine. One of these things they say, don't try at home. So Rav Zilberstein starts off, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Samach Golet, Shin Samach Gimel, Sifin Vav and Zayin. The halach is, Shadar B'diris Chavero, if someone lives in your friend's property, V'lo Haisa Hadir Aminas L'Schiris, right? And you weren't renting, you didn't pay him for that. Kach Shehanas Hadar Lo Chisr Me'uma Mibal Hadira, Hadar Ba Poter Milashalim. He said, if by you staying there in your friend's house and him not giving you permission, if the owner's not losing any if he's not losing any money, he's potter from paying. However, aval is the halacha, Shulchan Aruch, aval im adar b'dir hisiros osa. If the guy you're using his water, using his electricity, and he's losing out on something, afil hefser muad, even if it's very pennies, right? Kigon sheikh even if you're charging him a little bit or whatever it is, you have to pay. And what does he say? What does he say? What's going on here? We know that every single time someone goes into a car, the more gas the guy has to use, right? So maybe it might look like maybe the fifth guy has to pay. So listen to what Rav Zilberstein says. He says at the end of the day, l'maisa nira shminadin habachar inot tzarich l'sham l'nahag me'uma. The guy doesn't have to pay anything to the driver. Why? Who in the right mind would pay to be able to pay a driver to be able to go into a cab? It's not only someone would pay it. People would pay not to be. It's very dangerous to sit in the back of a trunk. If there's ever an accident, he says the whole din in the Shulchan Aruch. If you live in your friend's house and you get hana, that's only if it's in a normal circumstances. This isn't a normal circumstance to sit in the trunk. Avakan af adam ba'olam eno muchan and so b'tzur kokach tzefufa chanuku mesukenes. Who in the right mind want to go sit in a jam tight trunk in a suitcase? You could barely breathe, right? And now so the Rav Zilberstein says, and more than that, the taxi drivers have when you pay to be put your stuff in the trunk, you could put whatever you want in your bags, right? The taxi driver's not. He's not taking out one of your LL bags, seeing how much they're weigh. You could put it a thousand rocks in your bag, it'll be fine. So if this guy, he is just like a regular baggage, afilo mlei b'avadim, these guys could bring in tremendous rocks and it'll be totally fine. So for two reasons, he says, maybe the guy wouldn't have to pay. One is that this isn't a normal way to live. It's not a normal way. The only din in Shulchan Aruch that he has to pay if he's getting a hana by causing the guy, he's causing the owner hefset. Well, it's only if it's a normal way, but it's not normal. that's totally fine. Plus, the other guys, they're paying for the trip. This guy is just like one of their bags. And at the end of the day, he says that when it comes down to a bachur, you know, you're trying to be mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you should pay the bus fee. You should try to pay the bus fee from whenever it was from point A to point B. And in that way, everyone will, you know, the driver won't feel like he was getting cheated out. And I think this is the best thing to do, because at the end of the day, he still gave you a ride from point A to point B. So I think that the message is very clear. We should, wherever we go, we should try to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. As one of my friends always used to say, when we were in Shalvim, we wanted to go into Shulaim, and Savari or Tzion would be there. Unfortunately, sometimes they were a little hefker. And let's say that we had 12 people for a 10-person monit or whatever it is, those big cabs. My friend Rafa Margulies used to say, listen, if you have room in your heart, you have room in the van. So if you have room in the heart, this taxi driver had room in his heart, you have to take this fifth guy, there's room in the van. I'm to always be in the Kaddish and Chodesh Baruch's name, and always avoid Machlokas. Shkoich.